It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. This is incredibly exciting to me. I am taking a maiden voyage, as it were, my first time hosting Mondays with Mike. Mike Crane is, of course, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and he comes on the Ideas Network every month to talk with listeners about, well, Wisconsin Public Radio. This is your show, listeners. What do you like about WPR? What can be better? What do you want to see us cover? What questions do you have for Mike? 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org. That's the email. Or you could tweet us at WPR Mornings. Mike Crane, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here. And you know, you're joining quite a tradition at Wisconsin Public Radio by doing Mondays with Mike. Not because I'm a tradition, at least not yet. But going way, way back in our history, and listeners who hear this segment a lot know I love to talk about WPR's history. There was a segment way, way back, you know, 60, 70 years ago, called Dear Sirs, which was about reading listener correspondence and talking with people about what they were thinking about in listening to the radio. And so it's kind of wonderful that we continue to do that. I'm basically just here to tell you a few things, but also to hear from you.
This is public radio. This is your radio. Give us a call, 800-642-1234. Email ideas@WPR.org. So I'm about a month, a little more than a month into my time as a host here. And there have been some changes, some temporary, some maybe permanent. For one, Week in Review was put on hiatus. And a listener wrote in to say this: please bring back Week in Review segment on Fridays. This is my favorite show of the week. It is not the same as the weekly show On Point on Fridays, as it focuses more on state issues as well as national issues. It was a mistake to eliminate this hour. What are we saying about this?
Well, you know, I definitely understand the feedback, and I think you will find that Carrie and the morning team are listening to that. And there's just a tremendous amount of work that is going into basically building a brand new team. As it turns out, when Joy Cardine left the show for retirement, then there were some shuffles, and there have been more shuffles since, where some people who worked in the morning now work in the afternoon, new people are on in some cases. And one of the things I learned in asking about this myself, because I was curious, of course, about the program decisions, is that it takes a tremendous amount of effort to book every single hour of this show, and most especially the Week in Review. And with our being in the political season, there are some people who'd normally be our guests there who may be running for office or something like that. So it got really complicated. And what we are absolutely going to be doing and have been is some of the very same guests that you're used to will continue to be either here on the morning show or on Central Time, or if it's appropriate, Larry Mueller's show. And it's under advisement for sure about whether we might bring the segment back at another date.
For the last 3 months, we've welcomed reporter Bridget Bowden onto the show to talk about Beyond the Ballot. Remind us what the goal of Beyond the Ballot is.
Basically, to reach beyond the way that all elections tend to be covered in the United States. You know, it's like a horse race. Who's winning?
Yeah.
Who's losing?
Yeah.
All kinds of things like that. And we wanted to make sure that you as our listeners, but also we as reporters and program hosts and so on, were listening to the everyday people of Wisconsin, trying to discover what do they really care about, and then have that inform, because people are good citizens, have that inform who they might vote for.
We are taking your calls for Mondays with Mike, 800-642-1234. Also, if you want to be part of Beyond the Ballot, there's actually a number that you can call, Mike.
Yeah, it's a hotline at 877-782-8942, 877-782-8942. And you can also just email us at beyondtheballot, all one word, beyondtheballot@WPR.org. And the website is WPR.org/ballot.
And we are we're looking for people to answer the six questions, but also tell stories about what your relationship is to voting. What's coming up next with this series?
A number of topics that we're going to explore include water quality in Wisconsin, voter access, and what first-time voters need to know. It's not necessarily obvious.
No, it is
not. And also transportation is a very big deal in our state, so we'll be covering that.
We're talking to Mike Crane this morning for Mondays with Mike, and we are taking your call. Logan from Green Lake, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I was just calling to thank you guys for having 1A on the lineup. It's probably my favorite program, and I plan my entire day. If I have to do a long driving trip, which I do a lot for work, I leave so I can hear 1A along the way. I think the host is great and great at having a civil conversation about really thorny issues that affect us here in Wisconsin. I think that's becoming rarer and rarer to hear kind of those civil, thought-provoking conversations.
That would be Joshua Johnson that he is talking about. Thank you very much, Logan, for that. 1A is an excellent show.
It is. One of the things you always worry about when you have a new host come online is how will they do in that time slot. And Kathleen Dunn was the person that was holding that time slot, and we certainly still hear about people loving Kathleen. But Joshua seems to be kicking it out of the park with a lot of people. Not everybody, but it's great to hear your comments, Logan, and we really value understanding what people think about what they hear on the radio.
Kyle from Foxborough, welcome to the program.
Morning. I would just have a comment. We'd like to see more local stuff. You know, 3 weeks ago, it's up by Superior where I live, and when we had our flood, every once in a while they'd have a news break come in that, you know, a big flood up there. But it'd be nice if somebody like at UWS could have gone in and kept us up to date on as roads were closing and, you know, stuff like that. There's nothing local anymore, and we miss that because we need the news up here.
Well, I'm sorry, Kyle, that in this case it sounds like we didn't fulfill your needs. I know that there was another time when, not that long ago, when it seemed like we had a really solid idea of doing exactly what you talked about when we covered that whole chemical fire thing at the refinery, and that was back in May. And so I'll make note for our team, because we do have a team in Superior that works on local news, and certainly I know that we were hearing it in the newscasts, but that could be very different than road closings and that sort of thing. That is a real challenge for us to implement in any way except the automatic one, you know, where you hear those horrible noises, right?
Yes.
That's automatic. So if there is a danger of an immediate flood or a tornado or something like that that's sent out by the Weather Service or emergency management, that'll go right out the radio. But if it's something more slow-moving, although I'm not sure I could say that about the floods you experienced, Kyle, but something that develops a little bit more over time, that's something we need to get our team in place for. And so absolutely, it's in my notes to talk with the team about ways we might enhance that.
We are talking with Mike Crane, who is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're taking your phone calls, 800-642-1234. Let's turn to Central Time, is doing some really interesting stuff, and they have a series of conversations coming up on different topics. Talk to us about what they're focusing on.
Yeah, immigration, it's big in the news, of course, and beginning today at 4:30 p.m., just a little primer on the basics of immigration law. And then each day this week at 4:30, there'll be more about the past and present challenges of immigration. And, of course, you can be part of the conversation. You can reach out on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@WPR.org and mention the Central Time WPR. On Twitter, it's Central Time WPR, one word, if you want to use Twitter.
We are taking calls, emails, and tweets here. Aaron from Edgerton called to say, the quality of streaming and downloading seems to be lower than usual. What's happened?
As far as I know, nothing. So, Aaron, thanks for the letting us know. There are a couple of possibilities with what might be happening. Sometimes there's a change in the way that the local internet service provider is handling things, that sort of thing. But I'm not aware of our having made any change in our streaming. So please be in touch with the audience services folks and let them know what you're experiencing. They can share it with our web folks.
So we were talking about Central Time. They're going to be hosting somebody from the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Company. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, we were talking about immigration, right? And this is just really cool how these things sometimes develop. Rob Ferret, our host of Central Time, is going to be joined here by CBC host Duncan McHugh, and they're going to be hosting together a show across Wisconsin and across all of Canada. It's a show called Cross Country Checkup, and they'll be focusing actually on trade issues in this case, which, you know, you think of how there have been all of the sanctions going mm-hmm. back and forth between the various countries and the tariffs and so on. And so it's going to be a live call-in hosted out of Madison, produced from Toronto. And that'll be coming up July 15th. That's this coming Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5 o'clock, Cross Country Checkup.
Cross Country Checkup. And now moving like maybe a little past Wisconsin, like yep. Carrie Miller is going to be doing something that's going to include us and everybody else along the Mississippi River.
That's right. This is another in a series of programs that Minnesota Public Radio is doing for those of us in the Midwest, you know, flyover country. Mm-hmm. And so it's from the flyover series. This one is Flyover Down the Mississippi River, 5-part series that's going to be evening starting next week, 8 to 9 p.m., from the 16th through the 20th. That'll be instead of Q, which we normally have on at that time. Carrie Miller will be looking at things like the history and culture of the Mississippi River. Who decides how the river is managed? Mm. Boy, does that get in the news sometimes. The importance of agriculture in the Mississippi watershed, how climate change is impacting the river, and then community conversations focused on improving quality of life along the Mississippi.
We are talking with Mike Crane this morning in my first ever Mondays with Mike. You can ask him anything you want. 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll be back in a moment with more from Mike. It's The Morning Show. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Your questions and comments are the feature today as WPR Director Mike Crane is in studio with us talking about what's coming up on Wisconsin Public Radio. What is your favorite show? What would you like to hear more or less of? Is there something going on in your area that you think needs to be addressed? 1-800-642-1234. Ideas@WPR.org is the email address, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. We are taking calls, and Art from Milwaukee, welcome to the program.
Good morning. So my two favorite shows have been The Weekend Review, you've already heard another vote for that one, and Higher Ground, Saturday night after whatever the show is now named that Kirsten Keeler used to do. And you may or may not know this, Higher Ground is sometimes on WHAD and sometimes not. Last Saturday it was not on. I think the week before it was on. The Saturday before it was not on. So it's very frustrating, including if you want to build any kind of listenership for a show that sometimes there and sometimes isn't. I don't know if it's a technical problem or if you decided to...
Yeah, no, Art, it absolutely has to be a technical problem.
It is a technical problem.
Long-standing, we want that show to be on. I really appreciate the report. It's not something I'd heard about, but I don't always hear about things right away. And so thank you for letting us know.
I actually have a note here saying that our technical director is heading to Milwaukee to replace something that needs to be replaced, that it is most definitely a technical problem and that it will be on the air. So thank you, Art, for that, for caring about that. Rick from Madison, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have an idea for a program, or at least a format. I believe that one of the biggest problems we have in our nation right now, and it's a threat to kind of our future, is kind of this extreme polarization or, and I think that, I know there's been topics on better listening, how to argue better, but I think that we need to get people somehow offer a forum for people to kind of talk to each other. You know, you have people that think Donald Trump is the worst thing in the world. You have other people that think that Obama basically was the biggest threat and destroyed the United States. When you have people with such extreme positions, we're never going to be able to fix issues like health care, immigration, the deficit issue in this country, political spending, free speech. All these issues that are very serious and that do need to be fixed or at least improved, and we can't get any dialogue about anything. And I think this is a real threat. I really think that we need to do something, or this country could be split apart, actually, even more.
It's been interesting to kind of watch the changes just from the standpoint of polls, Rick. One of the things I remember hearing about from a political scientist when I was visiting my alma mater not long ago, actually, was that it used to be that if you were to look at kind of the typical curve of people's opinions, left, right, center, that it looked like a normal bell curve, you know, where the majority of people were somewhere around the middle, maybe one side or the other. But the image that the poli-sci scientist said to us in that talk was, it was as if someone had taken their hands and pushed hard on the bell curve such that more and more people are on one side or the other and shouting across the gap, maybe, but not really listening to each other. And Rick, it's something we will definitely think about in terms of something we could do on the radio beyond what we do now, which is to try to have every single day that exactly that thing you're talking about, the civil conversation, deeply within the beliefs of WPR going back to the very beginnings, is the idea that the solutions to our community's problems are within us, you know, and that they could come from anywhere. You might have been writing the mission statement for the Ideas Network in terms of what we try to do with political issues and so on. So I really appreciate the comment.
We are talking to Mike Crane about what is going on at WPR. 800-642-1234. If you would like to ask Mike a question or you have a comment, you can also email us at ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Mike, I'm gonna go to election season, which is coming up in Wisconsin. You mentioned that we don't always have the politics that we can review broadcast because a lot of people are running for office who used to be on it, or they're working for somebody who's running for office. We are coming up on election season. How are we covering this?
Well, let's put a date in there too, because we don't always keep track of those ourselves. And so August 14th is the next primary election in Wisconsin. And you can hear about the candidates and ask them questions during our candidate profile series, both on the morning show and Central Time. And that's going to be beginning the week of July 23rd. And the primary races we're covering include all statewide and federal offices with a primary challenger. And I can get into some of the specifics.
Yeah.
Specifically, governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, U.S. Senate, that's Tammy Baldwin's seat right now, and the House of Representatives for Districts 1, 4, 5, and 7. And we'll cover all of these races and more, including Wisconsin Attorney General, Congressional Districts 3, 6, and 8 in the general election as we get to that.
So Tammy Baldwin's seat, there's a Republican primary that's contested, but nobody is contesting Tammy Baldwin herself. Nobody's primarying her, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, yes.
After the polls close, that's when people want to know who won, what the margins were, how many people showed up, all these things that we report as a radio station.
That's right. And you'll definitely hear more on the next morning on the show here. But Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, so that's Tuesday, August 14th, after the polls close, Sean Johnson and Frederica Freiberg will be leading us through the primary election results and looking ahead to November. And that'll be on the Ideas Network and the NPR News and Classical Network and on WPR.org.
We are talking to Mike Crane this morning, 800-642-1234. Gary from Merrill, welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning. I wish there'd be more balance on your program. I can understand that Wisconsin Public Radio is very liberal, but when you're talking about things,
what happened?
Oh, Gary, you're there.
He's still there. Okay, go ahead.
Well, when you're talking about things, let's say race or immigration, and you're talking about things like white privilege, and with immigration, it's you should have people on there that can talk about the other side. We do have a comprehensive immigration policy. Have somebody on there that can explain how you come to the United States in a legal way, and you could have a guest on like Brandon Straka that would, you know, give the other side. You have what I think is pretty radical guests on, like people talk about Louis Farrakhan, but nobody to present the other side.
Thanks for the thought, Gary. I'm not sure I agree that we have mostly radical guests or something like that, but I certainly understand the viewpoint. And what our attempt is to actually do what you're describing, which is to have people with all kinds of viewpoints on. And so understanding that you don't see it that way is helpful to us in trying to monitor our own work. So thank you.
And we are going to be looking at immigration, as we just talked about, mm-hmm. With Central Time, looking at the legal ways to come and the history of immigration. We are talking with Mike Crane. Jane from Pewaunee, welcome to the program.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I happen to be a county veteran service officer, and I do a lot of public events where I set up booths and hand out information on VA, and I do presentations to state associations about the benefits. With 60% of our veterans being over the age of 60, using technology like Twitter and all that stuff, which is the big VA push, doesn't work. So I'd really love to see shows on WPR regarding not only veterans' benefits, but the benefits that may be available to the spouses and surviving spouses.
So, Jane, thank you for that. So, covering veterans more closely and broadly.
It's certainly been an abiding interest of us in terms of veterans' stories. And it sounds like good advice for us to also make sure that the work we're doing on the radio, not just online and so on, is inclusive of the ways that veterans can take care of themselves and receive the benefits they have earned through their service and so on. So thank you.
We were talking about the elections and the governor's race is also coming up. So far there are 8 people still left in the Democratic primary. Are we doing anything special for that?
Yeah, and then there were 8. Initially there were 11 of the Democratic candidates in the race for governor ahead of that August 14th primary. So we're partnering with Wisconsin Public Television's Here and Now team to profile all of the candidates. We've got actually all 11 are profiled, but you'll probably want to focus on the one still running if you're going to be considering voting in the Democratic primary. And you can find all of those profiles at WPR.org/governor.
We are taking your calls this morning for Mondays with Mike, 800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. We love tweets. We know that some people don't love Twitter, but it excites us when we get tweets. Talk to us about what is coming up next in terms of, we got an award, or Central Time got an award. Tell me
about
that.
Sure, let's talk about that first.
Yeah.
Back in October of 2017, Central Time produced a week-long series called First Wisconsinites, Dispatches from Native American Life in Wisconsin Today. We talked about education, health, politics, tribal government, arts and culture, veterans issues. There's an example of the veterans issues. And we just learned a week or two ago that the Native American Journalists Association awarded us first prize in radio for coverage of Native America by non-Native journalists. That's for the series. And comments we received from the Native American Journalists Association included that our coverage deserved mention for being interesting, accurate, and ethical. The whole series is at WPR.org/first.
Interesting, accurate, and ethical. That's what a journalist wants to hear.
Exactly.
We also had a call from Lee in Oconomowoc who said that 88.7 in Oconomowoc is so full of static that it's unlistenable. Are you aware of this problem, and are you working on fixing this?
We are aware of the problem, and there's nothing to fix, unfortunately. There are two things that are going on. One is that 88.7 is WERN out of Madison, and it's the transmitting tower is actually on the other side of Madison from the direction of Oconomowoc. So it's about as far west as it could be compared to Oconomowoc is on the east end of that service area. And so one of the things is just you're very far away from the transmitter, and the way that FM radio works, it's kind of like if you held a flashlight in the sky, and as the earth bends, you see less and less of the light, and the same way you get less and less of the signal. So that's part one. Part two, I would bet that Lee may be encountering something that happens to us every spring and summer, which is that once the vegetation goes onto the trees, it's just that little bit harder to get the distant signals. And it seems crazy that that would be the case, but it really is the case. The other thing we sometimes get, there's a third thing, is a weird effect when there's really hot days where signals from hundreds or even 1,000 miles away might interfere with your local signal. It's really weird when you're driving in the Northwoods and suddenly listening to a station from Texas. But it does happen because of a weird atmospheric thing.
So what does Lee do? Do we get satellite radio now?
Satellite radio won't help in this case, but probably the best thing to do, and it's becoming more and more possible for almost everybody, is to listen to the streams online. We heard today sometimes they're not reliable. That's still something to solve, just like it is with broadcast. Right. But many people now are telling us that they're even able to listen to their streams as they're driving around. And so that they're getting the internet that's coming off of the cell phone towers and being able to listen just fine. So that might be something for Lee to try.
We are taking your calls, 800-642-1234 for Mike Crane. One listener reached out to us to say, I keep hearing it's Zorba's 25th year. I have learned an incredible amount about healthy lifestyles from Zorba Pastor. His caring demeanor shines through the radio and internet waves, and the banter between Tom and Zorba is fun to listen to. I hope Zorba and Tom can continue to do this show well beyond the 25th anniversary season.
I hope so. we certainly have every plan to continue it. I know Tom has had a couple of health struggles over time, but seems to be doing well now. And he has Zorba to consult right across the table
right,
as well.
That is true.
and yes, they just have such a funny banter. And, Tom, many people who have been listening as long as others might not know, Tom was once in this slot right here. Mm. And there was very briefly even a version of the morning show called Clark Cardine and Company, where Tom and Joy Cardine were on together. But that was quite a long time ago. And so most of us now know Tom from his co-hosting Zorba Pastor on Your Health.
Interesting. Jane also called to say, I'm 85, and I love Q. I appreciate the Canadian perspective and diverse guest. The host does a really great job.
Yeah. It's funny. One of the things that can be fascinating to listen to, whether it's the CBC or the BBC, is the viewpoint that people from away, Canada or all around the world, have about American issues and American culture. And Q most often is covering culture, some of it Canadian, to be sure. But there's an awful lot of mixing, and it is a really interesting show.
On July 1st, we're going through some changes here. that I keep hearing about, but I'm not actually feeling.
Yeah.
University of Wisconsin Extension officially began to merge with the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Talk to us about what's going on here.
Sure. And actually, to draw a really fine point on it, because I know that the people engaged with this will be concerned that we understand it. Actually, the University of Wisconsin Extension and the UW colleges are being sort of distributed to a couple of different places. And the part of University Extension that includes Wisconsin Public Media, public television and radio, that is moving to, and actually has moved officially since July 1st, to UW-Madison. The institution, if you will, of Extension and colleges is being faded away, and the two-year colleges are going to attach to a number of the different four-year colleges around the state. And cooperative extension, we used to call it, that's moving along with us to UW-Madison. The practical implications of it are really more for the people in the offices above mine, where they'll be dealing with maybe some different practices in terms of HR or business practices, that sort of thing. There should be no impact. The reason I don't think you would be feeling it, Carrie, is there should be no impact on the radio whatsoever, because it turns out, some people know this, another history thing, right, that Wisconsin Public Radio was founded as experimental station 9XM right on the campus of UW-Madison. And so in some ways, you could think of it as a return to our historic home. We felt great being part of Extension. We feel great being part of UW-Madison, and there really shouldn't be any changes other than the possibility that as a result of being now not simply on the campus, because our main home is always been here on the UW-Madison campus, but of the campus, if you will, that we may find some new ways to collaborate with our partners at UW-Madison.
Interesting. We are talking to Mike Crane for Mondays with Mike. He, of course, is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're going to be back in a moment to take your calls for Mike. It's the morning show. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. WPR head honcho Mike Crane is in studio with us, answering your calls and emails and talking with me about WPR's plans for the coming months. We are also taking your calls, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. And from Monona, welcome to the program.
Hi. I want to say I'm glad to see or to hear more about Canada. That's great because they're our closest neighbor. Second, the reason we're going to have a lowering of other kinds of taxes when the Supreme Court decision required that internet taxing be done, is that Scott Walker signed the Grover Norquist Pledge. He's from out of state. He's a corporate kind of a Wizard of Oz, and his pledge is it's to corporations, basically, that an entity won't raise taxes. So I would like to hear a program on some of the biggest, and most of them are far right, groups that fund campaigns, demand these sort of universal pledges, and are intimidating to politics in all the states. And you'll see that many of the states are doing the same thing. And I don't mean a subjective kind of program. I mean just putting the facts out there and letting listeners know why some of these actions by the states, like not fixing roads and defunding education and defunding the public parks, are being done.
So Anne from Monona actually is picking up on something we talked about last hour in the State Capitol report, and that's an interesting idea for a series.
Yeah, I'd say that what particularly strikes me is that might be, and looking at all sides of the issue for sure, might be something for our news team to be thinking about in terms of a series that talks about the various issues, the history of it, that sort of thing. So thank you, Anne, for the suggestion.
Thank you very much. So I like public radio, Mike.
Oh,
I like traveling. WPR is going to be putting me to work, working in public radio and traveling. So what is the latest opportunity for me and for other people listening?
Well, first of all, just a kind of a trip close to home that is always a lot of fun. We've done this for many years. We have a summer road trip to Big Top Chautauqua. In this case, it's August 12th and 13th, and you can get details and tickets at wpr.org/travel. And that's just to experience one of the most remarkable things you can, seeing a show in the Big Blue Tent.
The Big Blue Tent.
It's just an absolute joy, and you get to share it with other WPR listeners on that trip.
And everybody is eligible to go, and we're just going to send buses up there, yes?
Exactly, yeah. So buses pick people up along the way, and you have a night with meal together and all those sorts of things, and then just the really great experience of being at the Big Top.
And there's another trip coming up. Cue music, Mike. Michael? Ah, yes.
I wish I spoke French. I could say something in French. But yes, October 8th through 18th, we're going to have Peter Vandegraaff, who hosts the overnight classical music on our other network, and WPR Morning Classics host Stephanie Elkins and travelers on an 11 river cruise.
Wow.
With visits to Paris. I can't say Paris in a way that makes Judith Sears Poisson happy, so I'll just say Paris and Normandy. The trip also includes a meal in Paris with NPR correspondent Eleanor Beardsley.
Wow.
And live performances by musicians from the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society from Wisconsin. It's part of our travel and adventure program, and it helps to raise money for WPR's work, and you can find details at wpr.org/travel.
And is there a limit to how many people can go? Are you
chartering? Yes, of course there is.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
So we're getting close. In this particular trip, it's 100 or so people, and we've got almost all of them signed up. There may be a few more slots left, so if you're thinking you'd like to do the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, Eleanor Beardsley and all the rest, and Paris and Normandy, then please check it out, wpr.org/travel.
We've got another comment from a listener. I used to love to unwind in the kitchen while listening to As It Happens in the evening. I started missing it when it moved from 8 p.m. to 7 p.m., but thought I would get used to the new airtime. The show Q is all right. Somebody called in a minute ago and said, I love Q.
Yes.
This person says, it's all right, but I'm not a huge fan of it. I know you can't please everyone, but I just wanted to weigh in. What goes into making these kinds of program decisions?
Yeah, we look at all the listener comments, of course, and calls like this and conversations really help us, too. And we also look at the Nielsen ratings. And one of the things that went into that specific decision was that As It Happens and Q didn't seem to be doing quite as well as we expected in gathering listeners around it in the time slots that we were on. So we said, well, let's try changing it up. And so we've had that change for a while, so we'll look at it again. We're not like the classic thing where there's a show on for a few weeks, the ratings are bad, you drop it, nothing like that. We're very thoughtful and patient about it. But we do like to make sure that we're shifting over time to make sure that the most opportunity to reach an audience happens with each show.
We are taking your calls for Mike Crane here on Mondays with Mike, 800-642-1234. Nancy from Grafton, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. I just wondered, why is it that I can never hear any classical music on public radio, but if I find Blue Lake, Michigan station, I can hear classical music? And another question I want to know, or have you check into, is all these charter schools that have started all over and got money from the state of Wisconsin. And, they cut back on the public schools and so forth. But I wonder how many of those charter schools started and then quit after a little while, got the money
mm-hmm.
from the
sure.
state,
so,
and then
so,
they went out of business.
So two things. Let me address that last one first. I know that there is a distinction that charter schools are actually public schools, but they are handled in a different way. There also are voucher schools, which are schools that receive money from the government to fund the education of a student in a Catholic school or something like that. A great topic for us to explore, you know, I would say in general, education is an incredibly abiding interest for many of us here at WPR. So thanks for that suggestion, Nancy. As for the listening to Blue Lake, this is a really specific challenge for Wisconsin Public Radio, which is that we do not have an NPR News and Classical Music station in the area from like Sheboygan down past Milwaukee toward like you start to pick up our station that comes out of Kenosha as you head south. But there's just a stretch where we don't have a classical music station. And so what Nancy's doing is she's actually tuning in the station from across Lake Michigan, which that's brilliant that you're figuring that out. And it may not be so consistent for you. I know, Nancy, the only solution we have for the moment is to encourage you to get one of those HD radios, which you can then tune in the all classical channel that's on WHAD 90.7 FM. You should get that in Grafton, okay, or to listen online to the classical stream at WPR.org. Not a perfect solution, I understand. We have not figured out a way to find additional channels. The FCC isn't authorizing any additional channels in that area that we might be
and
able to get right now.
And that is Milwaukee Public Radio's territory.
And they don't play classical music.
And they don't play classical music. So we have some community events coming up. Talk to us about those.
Oh, lots of fun. We often talk about how we're on air, online, and in the community, and we really enjoy interacting with people in person as well as on the radio. So, July 18th, Doug Gordon, who's the host of our new show, Beta.
Which I love, by the way.
Yes, fascinating show, a lot of fun. He's going to be in Milwaukee for a live event at Boswell Books, and that's July 18th, 7 p.m., and he's going to be interviewing a really interesting author. I was just reading about her new book, which is called My Year of Rest and Relaxation. It's Otessa Moshfeh. And she also wrote Eileen and Homesick for Another World. It's a free event. We've done things with Boswell Books before, so it's great to know we're going to be back there again. And that's 7 p.m., Doug Gordon, July 18th.
And August 9th, this is my travel day. I'm heading up to Appleton. What am I doing up there?
You're going to be introducing our politics podcast for a live recording and conversation, 7:30 p.m., August 9th. So that's Sean Johnson and Laurel White from our Capitol Bureau and host John K. Wilson. They'll talk about the elections and take your questions, share your experiences, share their experiences covering state and national politics, and then you'll be the MC. And tickets are just $5 for
$5.
That event. Yeah.
And I keep hearing about Crayfish Summerfest. Maureen McCollum keeps talking about this on our air. Talk to me about what this is.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. We were talking earlier about adventure travel. I had the gift of an opportunity to join WPR listeners in Scandinavia a few weeks ago. And so I'm really excited to get a little taste more of Scandinavia. It's August 16th. It's a Scandinavian meal in our Crayfish Summerfest, and we're going to be at Al Johnson's. And so we'll have an evening of outdoor dining, Swedish style, with crayfish and paper lanterns, bibs and paper hats, and music. And it's going to be Al Johnson's Restaurant Boutique and Beer Garden in Sister Bay. And Maureen McCollum is going to be there. Maureen, some people will know as the Morning Edition host mm-hmm. locally, but she's moved to being our Wisconsin Life producer. And then also Afternoon Classics host Laurie Skelton will be there. Should be a great way to celebrate summer in Door County.
We're going to finish out with calls here. Ron from Manitowoc, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks. Regarding the Music and Art Network, the 9 a.m. program, from 5 a.m. till 9, we hear the news and Morning Edition. I'm wondering if the news at 9 o'clock could be eliminated also at 10 and 11 and start the hour immediately with music and have the host introduce herself, the musical selection, and the artist without reviewing the entire morning program.
So no news after news is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. So and there's a couple of things going on there. One is we did add the newscasts during the mornings now a number of years ago, but we did that because we were hearing from a lot of people that, actually Ron would like the station to be more like Milwaukee Public Radio, where there's news throughout the day. And so having the headlines at least available was our thought of, a way to continue to serve a classical music audience, but also have a check-in on the news. So honestly, I don't really foresee our dropping those. And then the other piece of that is that it is the habit of our morning host and our afternoon hosts to tell you kind of all the music that's coming up for that hour.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron, I get what you're saying. You'd like to just get to the music. And if you could, you'd eliminate the newscasts as well. So that's a comment I will pass on to the team as something they should think about.
Pat from Wauwatosa, welcome to the program, Pat.
Thank you. A previous caller just was saying how they thought your station was very liberal. Well, I've been listening for, I was counting up, 60 years, and I think you're balanced. I just wanted to put in, and just because you don't give a far-right position, I don't think you're overly liberal. And I wanted to say how much I like the Canadian program, As You Like It.
Oh.
One of the things, I didn't mention to your screener, but when they give a news story, at the end, they always repeat who they were talking to and where this person was located. So often now the news, it's not even paragraphs and a pause. It's a sentence, and then they're right into the next subject. And if I catch it sort of the second sentence or something, I find that very helpful. Now, you can't control national news, but locally, sometimes if you'd repeat the name of the person...
Yeah, I thank you, Pat. I actually hear the NPR reporters do this more than our local
yes,
ones.
Yes, me too.
Where not unlike you'll hear me introduced periodically during the whole show, Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, that they do that in every interview. You know, they say, we're talking with so-and-so, an expert on this. And I think it's a good radio habit because many of us are listening like you are as we're doing something else maybe, or and you just don't catch that. Wait, which city council was it they were reporting on? I find myself asking those kind of
right.
things. And so good suggestion and reminder, Pat. Thank you.
Okay, one more call. Larry from Green Bay, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm wondering why I get better quality sound on 89.3 than 88.1 on the music programs on Saturday and Sunday night, the Simply Folk and Prairie Home Companion.
So the same exact program sounds different on the two channels, you're saying?
Yes. If I switch it over to 89.3, I get a much better sound quality.
That's really interesting. There should be no difference, but every single transmitter was built at a certain time and has certain gear, so that's a note I will pass along to the engineers because they should be awfully darn close at least, even if they're different equipment and that sort of thing. Sometimes the settings for how the audio is processed have been altered over time, and that might be something they could fix.
The magic and frustration of radio waves.
Yeah.
Old technology. We are now at the end of my first ever Mondays with Mike. Thank you for all your phone calls and emails. Listeners are at the center of what we do here. Mike Crane, of course, is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and thank you for being here, sir.
Great to be here. Maybe we'll do it again.
I hope so. The Morning Show is produced by Colleen Leahy, Brianne Shasso, Chris Molina, and Laura Pavin, Cheryl Gasser, and Cheryl and Sarah Hopeful. Michael Derringer is our technical director, and Keely Bultina is the executive producer. I'm Carrie Kaufman, and this is the Ideas Network.